www.ucb.org. I'm Ryan Denham.
A few miles west of Uptown Normal, work continues inside the Rivian plant where all these vehicles will be made. Ryan Denham spoke to Vice President of Manufacturing Matt Tall, who's in charge of plant operations.
I actually came from Mercedes-Benz. My original job out of college was Ford Motor Company, so I spent about a little less than 11 years there at multiple plants. Went to work at General Motors on the Hummer H2, and then recently building Mercedes-Benz vehicles.
So are you living full-time in Normal now?
Yeah, I relocated to Normal with my wife. My kids are in college right now. Well, my daughter's in college, and my two sons are graduated, so we relocated here in December.
Oh, okay.
So it's been about 10 months.
So what do you make of the Bloomington Normal community?
Love it. I'm from the Midwest. It's an interesting dynamic because we've got a California facility. Great people out there as well, but there's nothing like a Midwest town, so that's how I grew up.
Kind of the big question is, what are things looking like inside the plant? What have you guys been up to over there?
Oh, it's been an exciting time for the plant and the employees. Right now we're in a kind of a refurbishment mode. We've demolitioned all of the old prior equipment that was built for cars, and so obviously when we're building trucks and larger Amazon vehicles, we need to re-engineer and retool the entire plant. So right now, I'd say about 90% of it has been demolition. We're in the process of painting, installing all new lights, redoing floors, getting the facility ready for all the equipment that's going to build our vehicles for us.
Yes, what about the battery side of the house? Last time I was in there, it was a big, wide, open space, and I know battery's going to be moving in there. How are things there?
Yeah, battery's progressing really well. It's still a wide, open space, but it's the first part of the facility that's ready in addition to stamping. And so probably in December or January time frame, we'll be installing all of the battery equipment.
Gotcha. And now with the Amazon order, too, that's a lot of vehicles moving through there. Has that adjusted your plans at all in building it out and all that?
Yeah, obviously it makes the scale a lot grander. So you have to plan ahead. Everything is careful planning in the auto industry. So, right, making sure that you have all your I's dotted and your T's crossed. So obviously building 100,000 Amazon vehicles brings a different dynamic because of the size. So the sheer size of the vehicle is significantly larger than trucks. So you have to upsize everything in paint as well as through your body shop. But it's been done in the past before, and so we'll have a careful plan and be ready.
How is hiring going so far?
Hiring has gone reasonably well. Obviously, the biggest question I get is, when are you hiring? And really, we ask for patience. We've got a lot of ex-Mitsubishi employees that have done outstanding. Couldn't be happier with the employees. They're able to adapt and do things a little bit different. Inherently, when you're in a startup company, there's not a lot of bureaucracy behind you that tells you how to do things. And so it allows us to do things a lot faster than a normal automobile company. And so we've got to ramp up. Obviously, we're taking resumes today. Inside the office there, and so probably in the next 6 to 8 months we'll ramp up the hiring to the point where we'll be producing things. So,
which kinds of positions are you going to need the most of, the most people?
Obviously the most will be team members that actually assemble the car. It's the most important position that we can hire at the plant. It's not to say that our engineers and our salary people are not anywhere as important, but the team members that put the car are really the focus. They become the experts. They take the parts. They know how they interface with other parts. They're the ones that build the quality into the vehicle. So it's extremely important to have as many conscientious team members that we can, because they build the vehicle and they instill the quality. And so you only get one shot at building the brand, one shot at the quality. So that's probably the most important. So we probably need 500-600 of those team members to put the cars together.
That's Matt Tall, Vice President of Manufacturing at Rivian. He leads plant operations and advanced manufacturing. He spoke to WGLT's Ryan Denham.